This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Baruchim Abayim. I would like to share with you Ha'ara on Daf Mem Aleph. This is a very lamda shakasha. The Mishnah says, the beginning of the parak of Narash Nespatata, that if a woman is seduced, the woman who is Nespata pays all of the chayvos to the father, the Nara. In other words, the Nifta does not get any of the money. It goes to the father. That's the beginning of the parak. Nara Shinispatata, Baishta, Pagama, Knasa Shalaviha. Obviously, if you're paying anything, it's got to go to the father, because if it goes to her, she obviously consented. So she would be Meichel. So therefore, everything goes to the father of the Nara, and not to the Nara herself. But then the Mishnah says something very interesting. What if the father dies before the guy is sued in court? Meisav, right? The Mishnah says, Amda b'din ad shalom meisav, harehin shalav. If you sued the mefateh before the father dies, it belongs to the father. Meisav, if the father dies, harehin shalachin. If you didn't have a chance to sue the mefateh until the father died, then it goes to her. So you ready for the kasha? This is a question of the Pnei Yeshua. That means if the father wasn't sued before he died, it goes to the woman herself. How does it go to her? How would it go to her? She's inheriting it from the father. You can't. There's a klal. Ein adam mayrish knas labanav. Kenas is not passed down from father to child in inheritance. So then you should be pater. In other words, if the mefata was not sued before the father died, so then the father is never had the money. He just has a right to collect the money. The halach is that a right to collect knas is not passed down from father to child. In other words, let's say somebody had their eved killed, and you didn't have a chance to sue the guy before the father died, it would not go to the children, because they know the moirish knas labanav. So then why here, if you didn't have a chance to sue the mefateh, does the knas go to her? You hear the kasha? The kasha again is, Ein adam mayrish knas labanav. Here, let's pull it up. This is the kasha of the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua asks, Ulamaydim mefarish Rashi, the time of the Ein Yachal Lahirish Kaidim Hamada Bedin, Mishum Dei Maida Miftar, Mashma Lahedya Duadin Lashar Knossos. Okay. So ask the Pnei Yeshua, Viafa Gav de Bishar Knossos, E Amrinon de Ein Moirish Labanov, Hecha de Mis, Paka Knossel Gamri, Vizacha Hanid Vishaloi. How could you compare this to knas? Normally by knas we say ein mayrish labanav. And therefore, if the person dies, the chi of knas completely disintegrates, and the one collecting, v'zacha hanitva b'shaloi, the one who's being nitva, he's zoicha in it. We say ein adam mayrish knas labanav. V'afil hachi amrinon hacha de la'atzma. But even so, over here we say that if the father dies before the mefata was sued, it goes to her. Why? What's the difference? Why by regular knas, if you don't have a chance to sue the guy before the toivea dies, the nitva keeps the money. So why over here does she get the money? So Pnei Yeshua says a very interesting chiddush. Pnei Yeshua says, why does the father get the girl's knas? We would have thought the father gets the girl's knas because it goes to the father. The father is the rightful address of the knas. If you violate a woman, you rape a woman, you seduce a woman, we would have thought the father is the rightful address of these payments. Says the Pnei Yeshua, it's not really the case. Really, the way the mechanism is, it should go to her. She has a yad to be koine, the knas, of Oynes and Mefata. The only thing is, the father also has rights, but the rights of the father transcend and supersede her rights. It's not that if somebody rapes a woman or seduces a woman, the payment goes to the father. The payment goes to her, but the father's rights are even stronger. Says the Pnei Yeshua, Mishum de Meikara Bishas Bia Ihi Nami Islayad. At the time of the Bia, she has a yad. Ki the Darshinan Lekaman Imma'in Yema'in Larabis Yisoyma Leknas Chamay Shavarsham Ela Sheyad Avia Ma'akev Al Yada. It's just that the father's yad is even stronger. Shaha Toira Zichzalai. The Torah is Mezake to the father. Vehecha Demist. And where he dies, takeuf b'shas misa, immediately at the time of the death, zachso ihi b'shala. She is zoicha in hers. So it's not the pshat that when the father dies, the girl is inheriting the father, because the rule is ein adam mayrish kenas labanav. The mechanism here is that even at the time of the oines u'mefate, she has rights to it. It's just that the father's rights are more compelling. But if the father dies, she's not inheriting from the father. She is just acting based on her inherent right. That's how the Pnei Yeshua understands why, if the father dies before the Ma'anis or Mefata is sued, it goes to her. This Svara is utilized by Hagoyin Rav Naftali Trapp, the Granat, in explaining a very amazing Machloikis, Ramban and Ritva. And this will be another illustration of where this Pnei Yeshua Svara comes to play. I want to ask you a question. Let's say a woman is seduced and the father dies before the guy is sued. You get the case? Basically, Meis Ha'av Koidem Hamad Abedin by Mefuta. Now, when the Mishnah says, "Lo hispika lamid b'dinat shemes ha'av harehin shal atzma," some Rishonim say that's only by Oines, but not by Mefata. Because by Mefata, maybe if it goes to her, well, she was Meichel. So the Ramban learns that when the Mishnah says, "Lo hispika lamid b'dinat shemes ha'av," the Ramban learns that's only going on Nenas. But on the case of Mefata, then we say that she was Meichel. She was Meichel. The Ritva disagrees. And the Ritva says Mechila doesn't help. Because the Ritva says the Knas belonged to the father. So it's not hers to be Meichel. So the Granat says, what's this Machlokes between the Ramban and the Ritva? Whether she could be Meichel, the Knas of Mefuta. Says the Granat, the Ramban holds to the of the Svara of the Pnei Yeshua, that really the Knas goes to her. It's just that the father's rights and his yad is more compelling. So she was already Meichel her rights to this Knas. So if the father dies, she loses it. Meaning, the way we look at it is that she has rights. The father's rights are adif, and when the father dies, she's zoicha to the payment through her own zuchus. So her own zuchus, she was meichelet. If somehow the father could transfer his rights to his daughter, so then she wasn't meichel that. She wasn't meichel what her father's giving to her. So the Ritva learns that somehow it's going through the father. If it's going through the father, I guess we would have to come back to the Pnei Yeshua's question and try to figure out, well then how does she get it? But the Ramban is subscribing to this Svara of the Pnei Yeshua, that we said the reason why she gets it if the father dies is because she's basically acting upon her initial rights. In that case, by Mefuta, it could be she doesn't get anything because she was already Meichel. Okay, so that's Pnei Yeshua's question and answer. And how this Svara may make a nafka mina in reading the Mishnah, whether the case of Lo Yispika, Lamoid bedinat shemei sa'av, is that only talking about anos or even by mefuta? Okay, so that's the ha'ara on daf mem aleph.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.